So you've got two seniors as your starters at linebacker. Yep. What does it mean to have that level of experience?
You know what? It's nice. Those guys are constant professionals. They're always doing doing the things that the seniors do. They're the watching film. They're fully invested in the linebacker spot, understanding that they got to make the calls defensively, put the D-line in the right spots. They're listening to the back end, making sure that everybody's on the same page. Those guys are awesome. They're great to work for.
They're both captains too. So what does that kind of mean to have, you know, kind of the leaders of the defense right in the middle of the defense?
You know, I had this happen 3-4 years ago with Jared Norris and Gianni Paul, and good leaders. They do everything the right way, and it's fun for other people to really kind of imitate them and try to understand what a leader is. We still got a long way to go with some leadership skills, but at the same time, you got to lead by example. You got to fly around and do your thing.
What did Cody Barton do over his career at Utah that led him to being a captain his senior year?
Yeah, you know what? He worked his butt off. That's one thing he did do. He worked his butt off, which gained a lot of respect from all the players around him. He's been invested in this group for a long, long time. He's taken the hard knocks and tried to figure out how to learn from them. And he understands that you got to be in the film room, you've got to fly around, you got to be tough, and you got to be really smart. And he's done a good job, and people have taken a liking to it and voted him captain.
How about Chase Hansen? What kind of adjustment did he have to make coming over from safety, moving up to linebacker?
You know what, Chase? Not a lot. He already was a safety that was playing 6-7 yards from the line of scrimmage, so was a natural fit for him to fly around, and maybe had to see the box a little bit more, understanding reading your keys, seeing pulling guards. But really, he's done a really good job just getting his eyes right and flying around. And with him, he's such a physical presence. He already knew how to contact and do all that stuff. So just learning a little bit different skill set, but not too much from that strong safety down position.
I talked to Cody Barton yesterday, and he touched on the depth and how much it helps the starters to have those guys behind them. What does it mean to you as a coach to know that you've got, I don't know how many, you tell me, 5-plus guys you can throw out there?
Yeah, 4 or 5 guys, and they're all guys that want to learn, that are hungry. The skill sets are still kind of different. That's one thing. You got 2 new guys that came in very, very late in camp, and they're still trying to adjust and get ready to go. But I think the future's bright. They just got to make sure that they buy in and are totally invested, like we talked about with Cody and Chase.
What kind of progress have you seen from Bryant Pirtle and from Francis Bernard since they got here?
You know what? They're coming along. They're doing some good things. They're flying around and learning the plays. But Francis is starting to get it a lot more than Bryant Pirtle right now. But they're both kind of – there's a learning curve, and they'll figure it out soon.
Thanks, Coach.
Awesome. Thank you.